God. And the overwhelming feeling is that we know that we're in a house where the Spirit of God moves. Hallelujah. Where we come in, we receive of what the Holy Spirit is pouring out. But we have leaders that are truly watching out over our souls. Hallelujah. That know that they have the best interest at heart. Hallelujah. That as we come in and we're receiving, that we're underneath the presence of God, the anointing of God, truly destroying yokes, that burdens are being lifted, they're being removed when we come into the house of God. Amen. So you can go ahead and have a seat. We're going to dive into the Word of God tonight. We're going to have Bible study. Hallelujah. Glory, because the Word is alive. It's full of power. It's operative. It's effective. It's energizing. Hallelujah. It's good to our very bones. Hallelujah. It waters us. It washes us. Hallelujah. From the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And so that's something that we're just going to rejoice in. We're going to receive tonight. So, Father, I just bless you. I think that the atmosphere has already been prepared, Lord God. I thank you, Father. Lord God, that it is clear, Father, as the praises have gone up, Father. Deep crying out to deep, Father. I pray that as the Word goes forth, it goes forth in clarity. It goes forth in demonstration power by way of your Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you. I present myself to you, Lord God, and I stand before your people. Lord God, let what comes out of my mouth be all of you and none of me. I thank you, Lord God, for the covering in this house, Apostle Killings and Pastor Lucia. I thank you that they are raising up sons and daughters in this house, Father, Lord God. Oaks of righteousness, Lord God, to declare your glory in the earth, to stand and hold fast to truth. So, Father, we bless you and we thank you for this time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Apostle, we were here for prayer evening glory on Sunday evening. And Apostle just asked, you know, just like you have that MasterCard, you know, what's in your wallet? He said, what's in your belly? What's in your belly? And he was asking this because, as he even shared tonight in the exhortation, that from our belly will flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. And just looking into that and understanding that that's the unlimited power of God to carry out the very works that Jesus Christ carried here on the earth. It was the gift of the Holy Ghost. And we know we're in this season of Pentecost as we get ready to prepare on Sunday for Pentecost Sunday. Hallelujah. That we have received the promise. We have received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And what was just so exciting and igniting in terms of as we're going through and we're even involved with the skit and the drama, as we're reading and allowing the Word of God to come alive, even as we depict what happened in that upper room, what happened on that day of Pentecost, how the culture was changed, how hearts were pricked, how the Holy Ghost came and empowered us to be effective witnesses in the earth, because that's what it's all about. It's about being effective for the Lord Jesus Christ, that his name may be made known, that the world will know that our God is God and that he reigns. Amen. Glory to God. And so what's really in my heart, hallelujah, let us draw near, let us hold fast, and let us consider. Hallelujah. And it was, and the Holy Ghost is just so awesome, because even as the man of God just releases what the Holy Spirit is leading him in, hallelujah, he just knits everything together. So we're going to start in Hebrews chapter 10. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And just let the Holy Ghost move tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because there's so much that is taking place. Glory, and we just want to continue to stay in the vein. We want to run with the vision. We want to maintain, hallelujah, the momentum that is being carried in this house, hallelujah, and it's all of our part. We all do that. That's what it's about with the body of Christ, is that we're many members, but we're one body, hallelujah, working together to see the will of God accomplished in the earth. Glory to God. So we're going to start at Hebrews chapter 10. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. And so just even as we're stopping right here, hallelujah, as the man of God was sharing that we need to draw near, hallelujah, with a true heart. The Father is looking for our heart. It's always starting right there in the heart. That's where our treasure is. That's where the issues of life flow out of. And when we come into the house of God and we're drawing near, we want to be into his presence. We want our heart to be pure. We want to make sure that there's nothing else in front of what God is trying to do and deliver to get to us in our possession. Amen. And so when I share that, a true heart. And so when I stopped and I thought about a true heart, we talk about a pure heart. We can talk about, you know, we know obviously truth and fake, or truth and a lie. And so having a true heart, a heart that is not
ashamed or drawing back from what God is trying to release, a heart that is not in the presence of God, trying to put on one facade when we know that there's something else that our heart is truly after, because in his presence, that's where our heart is exposed. Our heart is exposed in his presence when we come before him and we're open and we're naked and he sees us right where we are and we say, Lord, as you search my heart, Lord, and even as we are with the psalmist David, as we're saying, Lord, search my heart. If there's anything within my heart that is not of you, I want it to be removed. Because without the heart, then we can't move forward. He said that he wants our full heart. He says that we have to serve him and love him with all of our heart, all of our mind, and all of our strength. And so when we get to that place of understanding that he wants our full heart, and even as Apostle brought it out, and I was there thanking God because my wife has really taught me a lot about the heart, right? As we love our wives. And if we don't have that display in our affection and what we're saying, then they can tell if our heart is not in it. And so when I came before the Lord, it was like, Lord, if my heart, Lord God, is not in what I'm doing, then I don't want to do it. And that's the whole thing about, for me, about just being just after it, is that if you don't give it your all, then you're really giving a half effort, or you're giving something that's not really going to yield the results that either you truly want or even the best that God desires to get out of you. And so as we're sharing about giving all of our heart and coming before God, this is why it's always about looking within ourselves as we come before, whether it's before those on the outside or even amongst ourselves as we have conversations and share about the goodness of God. When we look within our own hearts and as we're displaying that love towards one another, this is where we get built up. These are where our heart can really understand the fulfillment of God's word as we encourage one another in the faith. And so I praise God that as we draw near into his presence, because outside of the presence of God, as we look forward to believing for the coming of the Lord, and as we're to be of those people who truly, and this is how I really want to share this, as we believe for the coming of the Lord and our heart is truly believing that he's going to come back at any time, then if we live on that purpose and on that edge, then it'll keep us from a lot of the things that sometimes lead us astray or have us feeling as if it's not working, or we might get discouraged or feel like, is the effort really worth it? And so when we get in the presence of God and he reveals our heart to us, if it's something that we desire more than what God is trying to release into us, then in his presence is where we find that place and where it's exposed in the open. And so I just want to keep going in terms of verse 23. It says, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that has promised. And so I know a lot of us have received and we've heard the promise of God that has been spoken into our lives. And we have to hold fast to it because God's word will not return to him void. And so as we hold fast to the promises of God, that's why when we draw near and we have to understand in our profession of faith, there's a difference between profession and the confession. The profession is a declaration. It's a statement. It's something that we're making known. And when we declare and we profess our faith in an unwavering stature and measure, then we're saying to the Lord that, Lord, no matter what the situation may look like, no matter what I may be going through, my profession of faith is that I will hold fast to your word. I will hold fast to your promises. I will hold fast because every word that you declared unto me, it is true, it is life. And I know that in you, I have everything that I need. And that's something that can't just be got off of necessarily head knowledge or the fact that we just show up, but it's something once again when we draw near into the presence, when we draw near and we really understand that, Lord, where you are is where I want to be. Father, if you release and you speak something into my life, Father, I don't want to let it go until it comes to pass, because something that I've learned personally, even as I'm seeking the Lord as far as what his desire is, as far as in this time and hour and just overall as we're seeking to fulfill the will of God, Lord, as I'm going forward in life, I want to make an impact. And the impact is what I want to leave for the glory of God. Whether it's in my family, whether it's those around me at work, whether it's anywhere that I go, Lord, the impact that I want to leave is all for your glory. Because as we seek the face of God, as we truly make that our heart's desire, the Lord will reveal, he will speak to us and give us the clear direction. And that's the awesome part about it, is because our steps are ordered. Our steps are already ordered by God. So the thing about it, as we believe God, as we know that we have been called into the kingdom of God, that he is ordering our steps, everything that we do. He planted us right here in the body of Threshing Floor Tabernacle. He's the one that gave us the dreams, the hopes, the visions. He's the one that's released it to us. And he's saying, I am leading you. I am guiding you. As you are underneath the anointing, as you are receiving the word of God, as you receive the direction, know that it is me who is guiding your steps and directing your path. And that's the awesome part about trust. The Lord is looking for trust when we get into that place of drawing near to him. It's the trust factor, because a lot of us, once it gets to that place of the rockiness or there's some opposition that's coming against us, then trust can be something that's hard to maintain for a lot of believers. But the trust is the key factor, because we have to know that he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. We have to understand that when we trust in God, when we know that our hope is in him, the outcome, it doesn't matter that what it personally looks like, but when we keep our eyes set on him, when we're in that place where we're truly abiding in Christ and he's abiding within us, then that's that place of true trust and understanding that, Lord, it doesn't matter if I'm going through the fire, the flood, it doesn't matter who's coming against me. And one thing that I really saw clearly, even as I was pondering on this, is when you think of one of those shows, like kind of like The Gladiator or some of those shows that have those obstacle courses, right? And they have to go through so many things to get to that flag, right? To get to the other side and get what it is that they're trying to get for that prize. And so it may be having to go through water, or there may be something that pops out while they're running and knocks them off balance. It may be something where they have to run through something that's very hot. And the whole thing about it is that you have to have that determination within your heart that no matter what comes my way, no matter what the situation is, that the greater one is within me, that the Lord is on my side, and that as I press through, I'm going to obtain the prize. I'm going to represent. I'm going to get to that place that God has called and ordained me to be. Hallelujah. And so even as we're going through, hallelujah, this season, and we're stepping into it, hallelujah, there's a trust factor, hallelujah, that you have to understand that, Lord, where you're bringing us to as a ministry is going to take my complete trust in you. Because it's a new place. It's a place that we've never been to before. And as we seek the Father, hallelujah, it's not leaning on our understanding of how things may have been done in the past, or even leaning on our understanding of what we may feel or how we think the outcome will be. But it gets to that place once again of drawing near and holding fast to the word of God, holding fast to the promises that he's given in this house. Each and every one of us, I know, has come into this place and received a word from the man of God. Every one of us have come into this house and we've received, whether it's a prophetic word, the laying on of hands, if it's simply just coming in and us getting saved and receiving the message of salvation, the gospel of Jesus Christ, we've received something, but it's our duty to hold fast to it. It's our duty to have that profession of faith and not waver in it, but know that it'll surely come to pass. Whether that's financial, whether we're believing something physically for the health of our own bodies, whether we're believing for loved ones, the thing is that we have to stand fast. We have to hold on to it. You got to make it your own. Hallelujah. What we're running with in the house, we all have to make it our own. And that's the awesome thing about it, is that we have someone before us who's teaching us as he follows after Christ. And that was the model that he even shared as far as with Apostle Paul. Follow him as he follows Christ. So as the man of God has a stance of faith that remains strong, then it trickles down to all of us who are holding fast to what's being released in the house. And as we hold fast to it, we surely will see the promise come to pass. Glory to God. Glory to God. And it says, let us consider one another to provide unto love, to provoke unto love and to good works. And this was about that encouragement, hallelujah, that came out, the encouragement that you receive every time we're around those of like precious faith. And that's the whole thing about a fire being kindled and being those lively coals around others in the body of Christ who are on fire the same way that you're believing God for, hallelujah. Because when you go out into the world, you may not be having random conversations with a lot of believers. I don't know if you have a lot of believers, whether at the job or whether they're in your own family or the people that you communicate with on a daily basis. basis, but there's something that happens when the body of believers come together. And the thing about it is that we want to consider, and it goes back to even the post about serving one another, but we're encouraging one another by being here. We're encouraging one another by the words that we speak to each other. We encourage one another. The thing that we want to do is we want to motivate one another to fulfill the will of God. Amen. I want to make sure that what I do in my life, that it encourages and that it motivates somebody else to say, man, I want to be on fire for the Lord. I want to go out and I want to work the works of God. Man, that really touched my heart. I want to give even more for the kingdom of God. And that's what it was about. And it even goes on to more in that chapter. And it goes back to what Apostle was sharing about not forsaking the assembling of ourselves or the coming together, because there's something that is being worked out each and every time we come together, y'all. There is something that is being worked. There's something that God is releasing, that he is imparting, that he is doing in the lives of his people. And as we come together, the awesome thing about it is that, hallelujah, there's something about declaring. There's something about opening up our mouths and speaking the word of God. Whether it's speaking the word of God over our own situations and building ourselves up by just thinking and pondering on the word of God, or whether we're having a conversation with a brother or sister in the Lord and the words that are being spoken, all of a sudden something hits our spirit. All of a sudden faith comes alive within us, because faith comes by hearing. And the thing about it is that, hallelujah, I really thank God for the opportunity, hallelujah, to be with my brothers, because we were recording a song. And the thing about it is that as we declare, we always know, raised in the house, that the ministry of rap was not just about rapping, but you're prophesying, hallelujah, speaking the word of God. And it was just like the prophets of old who did it to the instruments, hallelujah. But as you're declaring the word of God, something is stirring, hallelujah. Something is hitting within your spirit, and you're believing the very things that you're saying. And that's the awesome part about it, about speaking what you heard. And the reason why we speak is because we believe. Hallelujah. We speak because we believe. And so I share that, hallelujah, as we come to a place of declaring and not being afraid to declare, not being afraid to profess, not being afraid to stand out, not being afraid to go against the grain, because it's the time and the hour that we live in. Hallelujah. What's truly on my heart is, Lord, I'm praying that you would pour down righteousness. Pour down righteousness in our city. Pour down righteousness in our state. Pour down righteousness in this nation. Pour it down, oh God. Let salvation break forth within our communities. Let salvation come forth in the name of Jesus. Because there's something that happens, right? Because we know the word of God is from faith to faith. Hallelujah. It's from faith to faith. He is the source of faith. Hallelujah. And what he's releasing has to be mixed with faith. Hallelujah. Because the word of God was preached to all of us, but some didn't receive. And so we received, hallelujah, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the word of God tells us in Romans chapter 1 that we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God, hallelujah, and it's working within us to do his pleasure in the earth. But it takes faith first to apply this, hallelujah. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And the thing about it is, as I'm believing God, and I know we all are believing God for revival to break out. But righteousness, hallelujah, righteousness is what exalts a nation. And so believe in God for the outpour of his spirit. And so when we believe in God for righteousness, first it starts with the truth of his word. It's why it's so important to stand on the truth of his word. And as we get into the word and the word of God gets in us, what it produces is the fruit. It produces the righteousness of God. And so the truth, hallelujah, is what makes the will of God known. Hallelujah. Without the truth, we don't know what the will of God is. And we've always been taught and even heard in this house, hallelujah, that faith, hallelujah, that faith begins where the will of God is known. Hallelujah. And so it starts with truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And so we start at that place of receiving the gospel. We receive truth, and truth bears witness within our hearts. And once we mix that with faith, it starts to produce the righteousness of God. Hallelujah, righteousness, being in right standing with God. And the thing that I really loved, and even studying, even just in terms of looking at righteousness, is that righteousness puts a demand on obedience to truth. Glory to God. It puts a demand on obedience to truth. Hallelujah. And looking at it, it was talking about the attributes of God in terms of salvation. But to talk about righteousness and the demand, right? We raise the banner of righteousness. We know that Abraham believed and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. And it took me back to when we were doing John Bevere and we were doing the Heart of Blaze series and we were doing the Bait of Satan. And it brought back out of the word when you look at Hebrews and you look in the word of God that obedience was synonymous, hallelujah, with belief. So to believe was to obey. And that was the word of God. So when Abraham believed in God, he obeyed God. And it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Righteousness demands obedience. It demands obedience to the truth. So when the truth of God comes to us and we receive the engrafted word of God, it starts to produce righteousness. And so even when you hear about that demand, it was like, Lord, how is it really demanding something out of people? Is it demanding obedience? Well, the thing about it is that the word of God, as we talked about in Romans chapter 1, that it is the power of God unto salvation, and therein is righteousness revealed. So that's where the truth is. It's in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that's where righteousness is revealed. And so once it's revealed, it demands obedience. It demands obedience. That's why we hear, repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. It demands obedience. Hallelujah. In the times past, God winked at our ignorance, but now he requires men everywhere to repent. It demands obedience. It demands obedience. So when we say that we are the righteousness of God, when we say that, you know, hallelujah, that the steps of a good man, they are ordered. And when we talk about the steps of the righteous man, hallelujah, it's because there's a response, which is obedience to the word of God. Because it's not of ourselves, it's not of our own good works, but it's the righteousness of God that we've received in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And so even as we're going through this, I actually want to turn, as we talk about righteousness, to the book of Isaiah. Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 45 is where we'll go to. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. And once again, what was in my heart, and I know we hear the word of God and the truth of God's word spoken concerning matters and affairs that are going on in this culture and in this world, whether it's dealing with government, whether it's what's going on within our school system, whether it's what's happening within our nation, the truth of God's word goes forth. Hallelujah. And the thing about it is that we're on the Lord's side. And what was stirring in my heart as we're believing God, hallelujah, to pour down righteousness, hallelujah, there's a righteous agenda to be carried out, hallelujah. There's a reason why we want God to pour down righteousness, hallelujah. And the thing about faith to faith, right, and as that was coming out and something that the Lord was just bringing up, right, so it's from faith to faith. It has to be mixed with faith. And so the word of God says that blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, because they will be filled. And for me, it was just like, man, Lord, what I'm believing for in terms of pouring down righteousness, something is predicated on my hunger and thirst for it. I'm hungry and thirsty for righteousness, and that's what is going to fill me as I continue to press. Hallelujah. And so if my hunger and thirst is for righteousness, and he's saying that I'm going to fill you, it's like, Lord, we'll pour it down. Pour it down, because your word will not return to you void. So if my hunger is for righteousness, you're going to pour it down. You're going to release it. And I'm believing, God, that as righteousness is poured down, hallelujah, as it is in Isaiah chapter 45, we're going to start actually at verse 8. Glory. As we're talking about the release and the pouring out of righteousness, it says, drop down, ye heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness in the earth open. And let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. And so as we're believing God to pour out righteousness, we have to raise this banner in the earth. That's something that we're going to have to carry out, getting on the offense, getting on the attack, believing that the Lord has given us everything that we need in order to carry out his will in the earth as the army of the living God. And so as we're believing God, as we're carrying this banner of righteousness, as we're declaring, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, as we're demanding obedience to the truth of God's word, the Lord is going to show up. Hallelujah. That's the thing about it, that the Lord accompanied the word that the apostles and those spoke with the accompanying signs and wonders. Why would the Lord show up? Hallelujah. One, it's in response to our faith and our complete trust in him. But, Holly, this is to make sure that the world knows that he's God. To make sure that the world knows that he's God. And that besides him, there is no other. And that's the response of the righteous. Hallelujah. That no matter what's going on in the world, hallelujah, what we're seeing today is not foreign to God. It's not foreign. It's not new on the scene in terms of decrees being made that go against and counter the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. As we read through the scriptures, whether it's through Kings and the Chronicles, whether we're reading about the prophets that had to speak to kings because they were causing the people to go against the will and the word of God, that we're in a place that when we stand for righteousness, it causes a nation to repent. Hallelujah. That's what we learn when we look even at Elijah. It's what we learn when we look at the Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It's what we look and we see when we look about Daniel. It's what we see even when we look at Peter. Hallelujah. When he stood before the Sanhedrin and let them know that I'd rather obey God than man. Hallelujah. And so we're believing God that as we stand for righteousness, it's in the stance. Glory to God. It's in the stance. Hallelujah. Because the world is all about resisting. The world is all about resisting, hallelujah, but we're about taking a stand, hallelujah, for righteousness and letting the kingdom of God be on full display. Because when you look even with the prophet Elijah and he stood and there was that battle on Mount Carmel, the prayer that he wanted was, Lord, let them know that you are God. Let them know that you are God. As we're believing, as we're seeing so much going on in the world, so much that is taking place, our desire is, Lord, let them see that you're God. Let them see, and how will they see? By our stand for righteousness. Hallelujah, by not bowing, by not caving, by not giving in to the culture. And it's, Lord, pour down righteousness. Empower your sons and daughters to stand with all holy boldness. Lord God, perceive the threats that they are making against your people. Hallelujah. And give us holy boldness to preach your word. Because without hearing the word of God, they can never be turned. How will they know unless it's preached? How will they know? How will they hear? How will they turn? How will their hearts be pricked? How will they come alive? How will faith come unless they hear? And so as we're talking about righteousness, hallelujah, the one thing that the Lord really spoke out, hallelujah, as we were just preparing and looking at the word of God, that with the heart we believe unto righteousness. And so once again, it goes back to the heart as we're talking about the true heart. The true heart, hallelujah, as we come before and we draw near to God. The true heart, because that's where we believe. We believe from the heart. And so when we have that belief in our heart truly of what the word of God not only means to us, but as we stand on it and we apply the principles of God's word, know one that it is true. One, also know that as we speak and we stand, that the Holy Ghost will give us the words to speak in any situation. And so as we stand for truth, it's not a matter of I have to have everything figured out before I open up my mouth. And that's where the drawing near becomes really important. That's where understanding being ready in and out of season becomes important. Because as we stand on the word of God, as we know we've been in his presence, as we know that we've held fast to the word that he's spoken for us, regardless of the situation, we know that the right stuff is within us. Because a lot, you know, when you go through training, whether it's through sports or whether it's, you know, combat, karate, whatever it be, the sensei or whoever it is, the teacher, always remember your training. Remember your training. When you get into a situation, remember your training. It's the reason why we come into the house. We're being trained. We're being perfected. We're being equipped to do the work of the ministry. So always we get to that place of remember our training. What is that? Whether it's seeking the face of God, whether it's lifting up a shout of praise if we feel something trying to come against us, understanding what our weapons are, understanding that we're fully clothed in the armor of God and that we have a duty to put it on. Hallelujah. And as we continue to seek the face of God, as we continue to trust God. Know that all things are possible. Hallelujah. No matter what is going on right now, I know in my knower, as we talked about being deep within, hallelujah, and it coming up, that at the place that we're at right now with the time for the greatest hour of the church, where the church truly will shine in the darkness, where people will truly, hallelujah, have their hearts open to receive the engrafted word of the Lord. And so one thing that I know, again, is that there's a righteous agenda that has to be carried out. and we're all responsible for picking it up. Hallelujah. It's time to put pressure on the enemy. Hallelujah. We're not the ones that are running. We're not the ones on defense anymore. Hallelujah. We're at a place where it's like, Lord, I'm ready. Put me in the game. Hallelujah. I don't want to sit on the sideline. I want to be in a position to, Lord, that you can use me. Hallelujah. That your glory will be manifested and declared in the earth. And so one thing that I know, hallelujah, as we were looking and even sharing with each other the other night as far as with the music, as we were talking about essentially about being on a fast break, hallelujah, and being ready to call for the ball because you want to initiate the offense. And so the thing about when you're making on a fast break is that it puts the defense on their heels. And so whether they just scored a bucket or whatever, it's a rebound that just came off the rim, when you take that and you just take off, you're putting pressure on the defense. Hallelujah. Because there's an objective that you have, not only in scoring the basket, but you don't want to give the enemy time to set up their plan of defense and trying to stop. And once again, when we're on the offense, when we're advancing the kingdom of God, when we're out here to raise the banner of righteousness, we're believing, Lord, that one, by the wind of your spirit, that you'll give us the endurance to run this race. And as we continue to run this race, that we'll continue to put the pressure on the enemy. Hallelujah. Because we're not at a place, hallelujah, anymore where we're just going to be subject to what the enemy throws at us. Hallelujah. But we're at a place now where we're advancing the kingdom of God, where we have surrendered not only to his will and his lordship, but as we receive the direction, as we receive the counsel of the Lord, that has taken us to a place where now we are conquering, where now we're possessing the land. We're in that place where everywhere our feet shall trod, that land shall be conquered in the name of Jesus. And so I praise God, hallelujah, for his word. And just dropping down to almost come to a close in a few minutes, I want to drop down to verse 13. We stopped at verse 8 in Isaiah chapter 45. And just for the sake of time, I want to drop down to verse 13. It says, I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, says the Lord of hosts. And so being raised up, hallelujah, in righteousness, being raised up in the house, what we're receiving, hallelujah, is good because we are those repairers of the breach. We are those ones that are going to restore the past. We are going to declare and let the world know that it is time to repent, that we demand, hallelujah, our God demands that men repent everywhere. And so I say that once again is because being on the offense, and praise God, my heart earlier, and for those that I know came out on Monday, where there was a grieving that took place, because I know that the agenda of the wicked one, we know what the world believes in, we know what they do, we know that they're open to all type of different things, but the Lord is just revealing more and more in this time and hour that it's time to stand and it is time to advance, because they're going to continue to push. One thing that I was privy to and looking at, they just had a convention over the past weekend, and they had some demonstrators there, and it's part of the agenda as far as what's going on, but they want to decriminalize sex work. They want to decriminalize prostitution. And so it's like, Lord, where are we going? Where are we going? How far is it going to go? Just this past week, being at work, I work in the city of Oakland with the other hat I wear in the city of Pittsburgh. But this week, they decriminalized magic mushrooms, that it's okay for people to have magic mushrooms and on be on hallucinogens. It's like, Lord, where are we going? It knows no end. It just does not stop. Sin knows no bounds. And it's time to declare the righteousness of God. It's time for the people of God, as we stand fast in the faith. It doesn't matter what they throw our way. It doesn't matter the ridicule that may come. It doesn't matter what they try to do to tarnish or diminish our name, because all glory will come back to God. Hallelujah. I know in my knower, hallelujah, that they don't get the last laugh. Hallelujah. Because the word of God declares it to us. It reveals it to us. Hallelujah. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so knowing from that position, it isn't something, hallelujah, I know we received it at one of our old conferences that we had here, as far as what's going on should bother us. There should be a righteous anger, a holy indignation, but it's never at a place of knocking us out of character or knocking us out of a place where all of a sudden we lose hope or we think that it may be hopeless because of what agenda is being pushed. No, all the more reason to buckle up, all the more reason to tighten the belt of truth, all the more reason to take up the sword of the Spirit and wield it in our hands, hallelujah, because it's to stand for righteousness, hallelujah. When David came and he saw the army of the living God, and there was a giant that was breathing threats day and night to the army of the living God. It was, who is this? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that defies the army of the living God? Hallelujah. And he knew the God that was with him. He knew that it stands for righteousness. He knew what God did in delivering him from the lion and the bear. And all he had to do was stand for righteousness and truth and watch God work through him in slaying that giant. Hallelujah. I know that this is the time where giants will be slayed as we stand for righteousness and we stand on the truth of God's word. Glory to God. Glory to God. And it takes, hallelujah, it's just believing. It's just believing. I know even in times of just sitting down, whether it's in quiet time or whether it's in time of worship, hallelujah, once again going back to where we were in the book of Hebrews as far as drawing near, that's where it's at, in drawing near. Because even as the apostle shared, and it's something that I've taken to heart over the years, because it's not in speech, it's not in the words only, but it's in demonstration power of the Holy Ghost. And the closer that we draw to Jesus, the more we get into his presence, the more we allow the water of his word to wash, the more we allow him to cleanse and to purify, the more effective we become. And there are spheres of influence that God has given each and every one of us. Hallelujah. And he's looking for us to make an impact in that sphere of influence, whether it's our family, friends, coworkers, whatever it may be. But we want to bring the glory and the honor all back to God, because it comes back to that place of, in everything that we do in word and in deed, we want to give glory to God. And so I praise God, hallelujah, because there's nothing to be hopeless about, but to be a full of hope, full of assurance of the faith that we hold dear in our heart, hallelujah. And so I pray that as you continue to seek the face of God, as you continue to come, as you continue to be built up, as you continue to speak to one another, as we continue to encourage one another, that your faith would be ignited, hallelujah, that you would continue to hold fast to the truth of God's word, and knowing that as we hold fast, that we're going to see the peaceable fruit of righteousness, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Apostle, I thank you for this opportunity. Hallelujah. And just to not only to share what's in the heart, but more so as we're coming together as the body of Christ, as a body of believers in TFT, I truly wholeheart believe in the vision of the house and the call on the man of God. And as we all come into that place of divine alignment and believe in God, Lord, what is it as I'm doing my part in the body to bring to fruition the vision of the house? And as we stand for righteousness together, y'all, I know right now, hallelujah, as the Lord moves on our hearts, as he continues to speak to us, hallelujah, we are in the greatest moment, not only of this ministry, but the greatest moment of the church, hallelujah, because the latter is greater than the former, hallelujah, and it's just the stance. It's the posture that we're in, a posture of being ever ready, a posture to be, hallelujah, ready to speak, a posture to be ready to serve, a posture to be ready, hallelujah, to give an account for the faith that we believe in, hallelujah. Because if the fire gets hotter, hallelujah, the Lord's going to be right there with us in it, hallelujah. And that's the awesome part about it. So without even flowing with more, I know that God is going to continue to use this ministry as a beacon of light. We're the tip of the spear, y'all. We're the tip of the spear of what God is doing to slay the giants in the land. We're the tip of the spear, y'all. We are on the front lines. We are the Navy SEAL. We are those. And one of my old favorite movies was Glory, and it talked about the 54th and how they sent them in. Hallelujah. And if for everybody else, it felt like that was just, you know, it was a suicide mission. But they paved the way for victory. And that's who we are as TFT. We're paving the way, hallelujah, for what God wants to do in the land. And that's the awesomeness of the stance that we're taking for righteousness. So keep believing, keep holding on, keep drawing closer to God. Allow his word to continue to transform our hearts, hallelujah, because now is the time. Now is the time, hallelujah, and God is doing a great and marvelous thing. And all we want to do is continue to fan the flame. We want to say, Lord, I want to be something that adds on to what you are doing. Hallelujah. I want my brothers and sisters to be encouraged to get in this, to be a part of it, to continue to expand their borders, to expand their tent pegs, to continue to believe for more and more, to not be discouraged, but be encouraged by the word of God that is coming forth in this house. Hallelujah. Just open your mouth. Open your mouth, hallelujah. Stand for righteousness, hallelujah. Stand for righteousness, and the world has to respond, hallelujah, because what we're doing is we're tipping that bowl, hallelujah. Lord, pour down righteousness, and that hunger and thirst is causing that bowl to just tip over, hallelujah, and pour out, and we're going to see the salvation of the Lord, hallelujah. Revival right now in our time in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle.
Stand on your feet. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Did you receive the word tonight? Was it good? Taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. You are the army of the living God. You are the pillar and ground of truth, the prop, the mainstay, the support of all the truth. You are blessed and not cursed, highly favored by God. Everything is working together for your good because you love him and you're called according to his purpose. The gooder God is, the more humble and obedient we become to him. The Bible says it is the goodness of God that leads us to the place of repentance. It is the goodness of God that leads us to, remember, the word is the living word. Everybody say that. It is the living word. And so the instructions that God gives, the words that he speaks, is life. It's to live by. Here's an illustration. It's the living word. It's not the dead word. It's the living word. And so as God speaks to us, it is the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. So the gooder God is, the more repentant we become. It's living word. It's not just a one-time thing. God was good. Jesus died for my sins, so now I repent. We live a repentant lifestyle. Any and every time we find ourselves falling short of the glory of God, we repent to get right with him, because God doesn't cease to be good. When the ruler came to Jesus and said, good master, he's like, why you call me good? There's only one good, that's God. God's not good one time. He is good all the time. Yeah. And I'm not going to give you another message, but it is the goodness of God that leads us. And in what God reveals to us, that's his righteousness. It's being in right standing and right relationship with him. Better than an Almond Joy. And I don't like coconut, but it's better than an Almond Joy candy bar. Taste and see that the Lord is good. That's what the psalmist said. So, Father, we thank you. Thank you for your servant tonight speaking to our hearts. Thank you for the word of God that came forth. Let your word, Lord God, penetrate the airwaves and most of all penetrate our heart, mind, and soul, transforming us, taking us from glory to glory and faith to faith. We thank you for those watching live stream by Facebook Live and those watching you stream. We bless you in Jesus' name. And we want to give you the opportunity to get saved if you're not saved. Anybody in this house is not saved. And everybody, let's pray this prayer. We don't know who these words are going to reach, but we're going to speak them out and give someone the opportunity to get saved. Pray it along with me. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead. And according to your word, and according to the faith that you give me, I am now saved. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Live inside of me. Make me a new creation. Take away the old sinful nature and give me the new life in you. I receive it right now. I'll live for you all the days of my life as you show me how. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. And if you prayed that prayer, you are saved. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And God is starting a new work in you for eternity. Eternity begins now and is with God forever. Congratulations in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father, I cover each and every one in the blood of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you'll watch over them and that you will bless them and keep them and make your face shine upon them and be gracious unto them and give them your peace. Your name be over each and every one and their household, that you may bless them, that they may enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and above all else, they may prosper and be in health, even as their soul prospers, that the gates of hell, the winds of adversity, the storms of this current life will not destroy them, but they will overcome them, and they will walk in total and complete victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Be blessed as you go. We love you. Tell somebody about the work of the ministry. Tell somebody about Jesus. Make sure you greet our guests, Andre and Tina's father. Amen. Thank you again for coming to fellowship with us. We bless you in Jesus' name.